Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens back on the Pick and Rollout. Our trip through the Thursday opening round tournament games continue. We will get things started in this episode in the South region, 7:10 Eastern on CBS from Pittsburgh. The three-seeded Kentucky Wildcats taking on the Golden Grizzlies of Oakland at the 14-seed line. Kentucky, a 13.5-point favorite. They come into this one 23-9 this season. They lost to Texas A&M in the SEC tournament. Oakland, the Horizon League champions of both the regular season and the tournament, they finished at 23-11 this year. Oakland has won 8 of their last 9 games overall, covering 9 of their last 13. They are 1-5 straight up in their last 6 games against teams from the SEC and have won 4 of their last 5 in the month of March. Kentucky, 5-1 in their last 6 games straight up. They've won 11 in a row over teams from the Horizon League. I think that continues here, but Oakland's got some shooters. They've got some grit. I think they managed to keep this one close enough and cover 13.5. 163 is the total. The total has gone over in 5 of Kentucky's last 6, as well as 4 of their last 5 in the month of March, and 4 of their last 5 Thursday games. Oakland has also seen the over hit in 4 of their last 5. I think all of those trends continue. I think this one's going to be a high-flying affair, and this one gets over the total. Next up in the Midwest region, it's our first of the 5-12 matchups. Gonzaga taking on McNeese State. This one's scheduled for 7:25 Eastern on TBS from Salt Lake City. McNeese comes in the Southland champions on an 11-game win streak, 30-3 overall this year. Gonzaga 25-7. They lost to St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference championship game. The Bulldogs, a 6.5-point favorite. The joke all week is going to be that Gonzaga has always been the team that's been the spoiler, not the team that gets spoiled. So we'll see if they can defend the 5 line that they themselves took out so many teams on over the years. Gonzaga, 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games. They've won 6 in a row against teams from the Southland and have won 17 of their last 20 in the month of March. McNeese, as I mentioned, is on that 11-game win streak. They are just 3-13 straight up in their last 16 games on Thursdays, though. I think there's a lot of buzz about McNeese. I think if you're going to give me 6.5 points and a team with some buzz, and obviously they've got some very dynamic players, 30 wins is nothing to sneeze at. I don't care what league you're in. I'm going to take the Cowboys plus 6.5. 149.5 is the total. McNeese has seen the over hit in 12 of their last 18 overall, as well as 4 of their last 6 Thursday games away from home. Gonzaga has seen the over hit in 6 of their last 9 overall. It's gone under in 6 of their last 8 on Thursdays, but I don't think this is going to be one of them. I think this one gets over the total. Next up in the East region, a 2:15 matchup. The Iowa State Cyclones taking on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. 7:35 Eastern on True TV from Omaha. Iowa State, a 16.5-point favorite. Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament. They beat Houston in that championship game. They finished at 22-7 this year. South Dakota State, your Summit League champions, they've won 8 games in a row and come in at 22-12. The Jackrabbits, while winning those 8 games, have also covered 7 of those 8 matchups. They're just 1-6 straight up in their last 7 games against teams from the Big 12. Iowa State, just as hot. They are 10-3-1 against the spread in their last 14 games. They've won 7 of their last 8 and 10 of 11 against teams from the Summit League. They're also 6-0 straight up in their last 6 on Thursdays. But we are continuing a trend on this episode, folks. We went all chalk pretty much in the morning. Right now, it is upset city. I don't think any of these teams are going to win these games, but 16.5 is an awful lot for a very tough and qualified Jackrabbits team. I will take them plus 16.5 in a second. Looking at the total in this matchup, 135.5. The total has gone under in 7 of Iowa State's last 8 games overall, as well as 12 of their last 14 in the month of March. The under has hit in each of South Dakota State's last 5 games overall, 8 of their last 9 in March, and 4 of their last 5 on Thursdays. We've got ourselves our first under pick in this episode. Off to the Midwest region, 9:20 Eastern on TNT from Charlotte. The number 2 Tennessee Volunteers taking on the 15 seed St. Peter's Peacocks. Tennessee, a 21.5-point favorite in this meeting. They finished the season at 24-8. They've lost 2 in a row, losing their regular season finale to Kentucky and then losing in the SEC tournament to Mississippi State. St. Peter's, at 19-13 this year, finished as the MAC tournament champions. St. Peter's has won 8 of their last 10 overall. They've also covered 9 of their last 11 overall and 15 of their last 20 in the month of March. They're just 1-6 against the spread in their last 7 Thursday games. Tennessee has, despite having lost 2 in a row, they won 7 in a row prior to that. So they're 7-2 straight up in their last 9 games. They've covered 8 of their last 12 and are 5-1 straight up in their last 6 games on Thursdays. I think they're going to come out and try to make a statement in this one. I like Tennessee to cover 21.5. 130 is the total. Tennessee has seen the under hit in 7 of their last 8 overall and each of their last 7 in the month of March. No real trend lines out there for St. Peter's. I think Tennessee is going to score an awful lot of points in this one, but I don't know that St. Peter's will do enough to keep up. Although I'm looking at the math on it now. I think Tennessee gets to 80. Does that mean that St. Peter's can get to 50? I think that's doable. I'm actually going to switch my pick I had written down here. I'm going to go over 130. We are back in the South region, the 6th seed taking on the 11th seed, Texas Tech taking on North Carolina State. This one's scheduled for 9:40 Eastern on CBS from Pittsburgh. Texas Tech, a 5-point favorite in this game. No team in the country hotter than North Carolina State. 5 wins in 5 days, finishing as the ACC tournament champs to get in and qualify here. A bid stealer if I've ever seen one. They finished 22-14 on the season. Texas Tech, 23-10, lost to Houston in the Big 12 tournament. North Carolina State, as I mentioned, won 5 games in a row. They covered 4 of those last 5. They're 5-1 straight up in their last 6 in the month of March, but 0-6 straight up in their last 6 games against teams from the Big 12. Texas Tech, 4-1 straight up in their last 5 games. They've covered 4 of those 5 games as well. They're just 3-9 against the spread in their last 12 games against teams from the ACC. 6-1, though, straight up in their last 7 on Thursdays. I think it strikes midnight for the Cinderella Wolfpack this time around. I think it's Texas Tech running away with this one. I'll take them -5. 145.5 is the total. The total has gone under in 4 of Texas Tech's last 5 games overall and 5 of their last 6 in the month of March. The total over in 9 of North Carolina State's last 13, under in 6 of their last 8 on Thursdays. I think this one gets off to maybe a bit of a slow start, and that keeps it under the total. In the Midwest region, the number 4 seed, Kansas Jayhawks, taking on the number 13, Samford Bulldogs, 9:55 Eastern on TBS from Salt Lake City. 7.5 points is the spread currently in favor of the Jayhawks. They come into this one 22-10 on the season. They lost their last 2 games to Houston and Cincinnati. Samford, 29-5 this year, winners of the Southern Conference regular season and tournament. They are 6-1 straight up in their last 7 games overall. They've won 4 of their last 5 in the month of March, but 0-7 in their last 7 games against teams from the Big 12. Kansas has only covered one of their last five games overall. And oh, by the way, they're 1-4 straight up in that stretch as well. They have won seven of their last eight against teams from the Southern Conference, as well as each of their last 10 Thursday games. I've got Kansas written down here as the play, -7.5. I guess I would stick with it, but boy, my heart is with the Bulldogs in this one. It wouldn't take you much to convince me to push over to the Bulldog side, but I've got it written down for Kansas here. I'm going to stick with the Jayhawks, -7.5. 153 is the total. The total has gone under in six of Kansas's last nine overall, as well as nine of their last 12 in March. Samford has seen the over go 4-2 in their last six games. I think this one's going to be an exciting matchup, but I think this one's actually going to stay under the total. Our last game for this episode of the Pick and Rollout, we're back in the East region, 10:05 Eastern on True TV from Omaha, Nebraska. The number 7 seed Washington State Cougars taking on the 10 seeded Drake Bulldogs. Drake, a 2-point favorite in this matchup. This opened with Washington State as a 1.5-point favorite. So a 3.5-point swing on this line. People in love with the Drake Bulldogs. They won the Missouri Valley Tournament over Indiana State, knocking them out of the big dance, finishing 28-6 on the season. Washington State comes in at 24-9. They lost to Colorado in the Pac-12 tournament. Washington State 11-3 straight up in their last 14 games overall. They've also covered 12 of their last 18 games. They're 8-1 straight up in their last 9 on Thursdays, but have only covered 2 of their last 6 in the month of March. Drake on a 5-game winning streak. They've covered 4 of those 5 victories as well. 7-1 against the spread in their last 8 games in the month of March, but have failed to cover the spread in each of their last 6 Thursday games. I see why people would be gravitating toward Drake. I think they're a very strong team, but I think Washington State's going to pull this one out. I'm actually going to take the Cougars +2. 137.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 6 of Drake's last 9 games overall. Washington State has seen the under hit in 6 of their last 8. I think 137.5, that's come down from an opening line of 139. I'm going against both of the way that the lines are flowing here. I'm actually going to go over 137.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. We've gotten through all of the Thursday games. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be back with Friday games and, of course, everything from the round of 32 as we finish out the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, 4 of the best days of the year on the sports calendar. For all of us here at the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.